A new twist today in the story of the cargo ship that was seized last week by Israelis in the Red Sea. The ship was carrying 50 tons of weapons, rockets, mortars, guns. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says they were destined for the Palestinian Authority. Palestinian leaders have denied the charge. But today the captain of the cargo ship said he was working for the Palestinian Authority, and that's where the weapons were headed. Omar Akawi made the statement from prison in interviews with Israeli and foreign journalists. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem and joins us now. Peter, Israeli officials say that the statements made by Mr. Akawi and by other members of the Palestinian crew should erase any doubt that this ship was in fact carrying weapons that were intended for use not just by Palestinian militants, but by the Palestinian Authority itself. Have they made that case?
To their own satisfaction, no question, Robert. For the international community, there's a lot less certainty at this point. In his interviews today, Mr. Akawi was clear that he is a member of the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas or Islamic Jihad. He said he'd been part of Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement since 1976. He said his contact in the smuggling operation was a man named Adel Awadalla. He's a Palestinian representative in Greece that the Israelis accuse of smuggling weapons in the past. Akawi said there was one Hezbollah member involved, that's a Lebanese militant group, but his understanding was that these weapons were intended for the Palestinians. He sounded quite pessimistic in these interviews. He said, first of all, when Yasser Arafat called for an end to the attacks on December 16th, he expected his operation to be canceled. It wasn't. And then he said he always thought that there was a high likelihood he would be caught, if not by the Israelis or the Americans, then by the Egyptians as they went through the Suez Canal.
This is what the captain of the ship has said. Are the Palestinians still denying any link to his ship?
They are. And in his interview, Akawi said he didn't know personally if Arafat was aware of the operation. He only spoke with his handler. The Israelis say any operation of this size would never go forward without Arafat's approval. In Gaza today, where the weapons were supposed to be headed, Palestinians said the Israeli presence on this coastline is so heavy that it would be virtually impossible to get 50 tons of weapons smuggled in.
How is the Israeli government reacting to this smuggling incident, Peter?
It's fairly mixed, Robert. There's a glowing amount of praise for these naval commandos and the Israeli Defense Force who carried out this seizure. But there's also a large dose of dismay that the international media and foreign governments are not immediately accepting their version of events. The press here is full of a lot of finger-pointing over what they're calling a botched PR effort. This is something that we've seen in the past. There's also a growing number of right-wing Israeli officials now calling on Ariel Sharon, the prime minister, to declare the Palestinian Authority an enemy of Israel. He did declare Arafat an enemy of Israel yesterday, but today the defense minister said it's a little too soon to be using that description.
Well, U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni, the retired Marine general, has returned to Washington, and so far there's no sign that any of this business with the ship has derailed his mission. Not that it's been a tremendously successful mission, but he's claimed some progress.
Well, that's right, and the U.S. officials are saying, ship or no ship, Zinni's mission goes on. He's headed back here on the 18th. He's been talking about progress. He hasn't been pessimistic at all in public. The big question now is whether Israel will use this incident to change the way it approaches the Palestinian Authority. If there's some kind of escalation in military attacks or new Palestinian attacks, this fragile period of quiet could come to an end very quickly.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from Jerusalem.